I'm here. And so is Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Richie pretty much is going to be out of the scene until after the first of the year. He'll be here and there from time to time, but as the treatments for his Hodgkin's lymphoma get more difficult, he's gotten rid of the mass, so very hopeful, but as you go through more of them, I can tell you from having sort of lived through it with my wife, not that she was my wife at the time, but she was going through for 21 years.
You still loved her.
I did. Yes, very much. Not as a, you know, not, I don't want to get off onto that tangent. It wasn't the kind, it wasn't a romantic, it wasn't a husband and wife love. It was just somebody who respected and cared about somebody else and had great things to share, like the upbringing of the children. So, at any rate, the point is that Richie will not be here with us pretty much for the remainder of the year, but he hopes after the first of the year to be back in the saddle again, as it were. Speaking of being in the saddle, the Queen of Cheap rode a horse through the streets of Brooklyn on Friday. That's why she wasn't here.
Oh,
in and out
gosh.
Of all the subway and the train stops.
Yeah, what happened to you? You were like surfing the subway system.
No, what happened is Victoria got very sick, and she was throwing up in the train station.
Got it. Right.
And it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was Bedford-Stuyvesant, which is not a great area of Brooklyn.
So the
and we had to go retrieve her.
Those who would look askance would wonder, what is your 17-year-old daughter doing out at 4 o'clock in the morning? Those who are judgmental.
Oh, it was Halloween. It was Halloween.
Halloween, of course. That,
yes.
That takes care of it all right there.
Yep.
Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli. Today's deals, I suppose we could recount the Friday deals, too, just to underscore them. So what do we have to look forward to in the next few minutes?
Well, we got a way to save big at Walgreens, especially if you're a senior. We've got a terrific deal for Sam's Club. We've got a huge magazine sale for you and a big sale on lighting as well.
Big sales, big doings, hot stuff. I'll hear the Roberta Fasanelli overview. Yeah, Charlotte is just on to something today. I don't know what it is that she's on to, but at any rate, we'll get to... she's barking the news. I used to have a guy that worked for me at WEEI in Boston.
That would bark the news.
Rod Fritz. I call him. He was Rod Fritz barking the news.
He has to be Bob Barker. Are you kidding?
Boom.
He's missing an opportunity here.
Boom. All right, so let's get to the news from New York. Over the weekend, the New York City Marathon took place. Heavy security. What information can you lend to the discussion regarding the marathon and what people thought, what well seemed to be the... Yeah, this stuff, as Jennifer said earlier, if you don't do this, I suppose you can get criticized if something happens. But there are these races all over the world. London, Barcelona, Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. So we're going to do the same thing for all of them?
Well, I guess so. I mean, why not?
Well, because it's overkill. It's overdone.
You don't want a copycat thing, though.
Oh, well,
thing.
You really think that you're going to prevent somebody from doing... something like that, if they really, really want to.
No.
Look at all of the stuff.
Nope.
The TSA guy who shot up the L.A. airport. Look at all of the TSA agents. Look at all the police. They have their own police force at LAX. And they still had some guy walk through the front door, took a gun out of a bag, and started shooting people up.
Yeah.
How are you going to pretend, unless you shut down, what are you going to do? You're going to have metal detectors when you walk out of your house? How far does this go?
Charlotte thinks it goes pretty far.
Yeah.
Exactly. She has an opinion.
The sad thing is, and we've touched on this before, Dougie, is if these people don't, I mean, if the government and the state do not protect you, and by doing that, they bring you into this great sense of, I mean, we're fear mongers now. We love to be afraid of everything.
Yep.
But if they don't, I mean, it's the same thing with medical care. If they don't do these certain things, then they get sued and they're protecting themselves.
Right, so then we've created this whole abyss.
Into
which all of us will follow. And where do you stop? Where does it all stop? And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is Google and the fact that they have created these floating data centers. I think this is fascinating, actually. The more I read into this, the more intrigued I found it. They've built a floating data center off the coast of San Francisco. It is the base for a four-story structure that's described as mysterious. It's on a barge, and Basically, what they figure has happened is that Google has decided to put all of its really important data offshore. So they've built this thing on a barge, and it's registered to a shell company that is linked to Google. So isn't that interesting that they would go? And this is, by the way, they've been building this since 2009. So they must have known what was going on. That's the thing that I find interesting. They knew this, all this surveillance stuff, and they decided then that they were going to protect themselves somehow or other from all of the violations of their privacy and our privacy. It didn't happen quite fast enough. But
it kind of reminds me of pirate radio. Remember pirate radio?
Well, it still is pirate radio here and there.
Yep.
Yeah, and the James Bond movie where the bad guy was trying to take over the world using news and technology. Remember what? I can't remember.
Yeah, his name was Ryan Seacrest.
I don't think Ryan is cut out of that cloth. That's not his deal.
I love Ryan Seacrest.
I think that there are some people, however, who are like that. I think Rupert Murdoch and his ilk over the guys who are not as smart as he is over at MSNBC or wherever they are trying to do just that, some more successfully than others, and then, you know, just shaping the tone of the discussion. All right, Charlotte's driving me nuts.
I know. What is going on?
I don't know. It's 13 past the hour. She's going out, and she's going to have a nice morning out. 13 past.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, it was Boston Beer.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Want an easy to install floor at an easy to save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all Easy Click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get Easy Click hardwood, Easy Click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale and get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, Mario. One of your former countrymen sent a note annoyed with you.
Uh-oh, and?
Queen of Cheap, please recheck what has been recommended. I've tried to order the pizza at Papa John's using the code as suggested on your site. For additional free pizza, treat 13, and got a reply back while ordering that the code was not valid. How dare you, Roberta? How dare you, Doug Steffen? How dare you?
He might have waited too long. Sometimes these things are only good for a day or two.
Really?
When I give them to you, yep. And if you
this was
long,
Thursday when he sent the email Thursday in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have expired. That's a good way out of it, Roberta. Mm-hmm. I guess Mario, you didn't read the coupon. It's your fault.
Exactly.
Right.
Read the fine print. Or, you know, he may have, you know, it's always a good idea to check with your local Papa right. John's. Sometimes not all
they
the stores.
They opt out.
They opt out. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Those are good explanations, too. Mario. If you're not satisfied, send us some more nasty letters. Meanwhile, Roberta is here to bring us up. Let's see, what can we do to screw around with the listeners today, Roberta?
Yes, exactly. Well, if you're a senior, and I guess, you know, I kind of like this deal because it's 20% off just about everything in Walgreens on Senior Savings Day, and that's actually tomorrow. Mm. I mean, it's a tremendous saving, but
how
the fact
appropriate.
That seniors are 55 and over.
Yes,
that's what they
all
say.
Those who are 55 and older tomorrow,
55 and over.
Go save money at...
Or an AARP member. Now, I think you can join AARP when you're 50.
Yeah, great.
So
one
it's
of the
a way of getting around
of the
it. But still,
the
when they say, you know, seniors are 55 and over, I'm going, uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that because I get the 20% off. On the other hand, like, I don't think I'm
you know,
a
if Obama had been smart, he would have hired the AARP to take care of whatever needed to be done with regard to health care. At least they'd have gotten it done.
That's true. We've also got a great deal at Sam's Club. It's a Groupon deal, actually. What you get is you get a Sam's Club membership, you get a $20 gift card, and you get all sorts of free food, like a free chicken, free scalloped potatoes, and a free apple pie. So basically you get a whole free meal, and this whole kit and caboodle costs $45.
Wow.
So you get the Sam's Club membership, you get the $20 gift card, and you get a chicken, potato, and apple pie meal. $45 with Groupon. If you're looking for a great holiday gift to give the person who has everything, well, give them magazines. And there's a huge magazine sale going on over at discountmags.com. Some of those subscriptions are only $3.99 a year. Oh,
away.
I love magazines.
I do, by the way.
Magazines.
Yeah,
really?
Love magazines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's also automotive
magazines. I read them too,
magazines.
But I'm told when I get them out, I bring my briefcase full of my magazines to read on the plane. People look at me like, huh, where's your Kindle? Where's your iPad? Why are you reading
magazines?
No, I love
my magazines.
Yeah.
There's all things, you know, discount magazines. They've got automotive, they've got crafts, they've got home stuff, you know, everything you can imagine. So you can go through them and get holiday gifts and not have to go to the store. And Home Depot, their Progress Lighting line, has a tremendous sale going on. I checked it out last night because I needed a lamp. It's up to 70% off. Some of the deals are unbelievable. They're practically giving these lamps away. And that's over at the Home Depot. And you'll find all of these great deals at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com.
Not just good, but great deals. And next to the box where Roberta puts all of the things for the Queen of Cheap, you'll find Phil Leppert's Supermarket Guru. More ways for you to save, more ways for you to learn from the education. Here's the guy of all the people in the world that knows how to shop, what's in the supermarket, how to get the best deals. He's the man on top of the list. And he's blogging about the top 5 protein-rich snacks and where to get them and how much to pay for them. I've been taking like this protein bars.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to eat them, but now that I'm on this...
now that you're working out.
Yeah, right. When I'm on the CrossFit thing, I get afterwards thirsty and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can find out which are the best ones. Phil Leppert, Supermarket Guru at Good Day.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Those of you who have done any skydiving, what might be the case?
Have you ever skydived?
Have I?
Oh, you chickened out.
I was taken there by somebody who wanted me to go skydiving. And
somebody didn't like you very much, obviously.
Well,
jump out of a plane.
I didn't feel good about doing it. Anyway, this was a number of years ago, and I remember it being cloudy. It was sunny when we arrived at the airport, and then it would get cloudy, and they called off all the dives, and I can't tell you that I was upset.
At that moment, I would drop to my knees and pray to the Lord and say thank you. It's a sign.
All right, so Roberta has observed a rather strange weekend mid-air collision in Wisconsin. Those of you in Wisconsin, you probably heard this story. You may or may not know the details, but it's really...
Oh, yes.
You're talking about praying.
Planes collided midair in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And all passengers survived, including the pilots. It's because the two planes were skydiving planes.
Right.
So when the planes collided, everybody jumped out of the planes.
So can I ask this question, Dougie? You're a traveling man.
Uh-huh.
Why in the heck do we not, why do we put flotation devices in our seat cushions? Why don't, on regular commercial airlines, why don't we have parachutes?
Well, do you want to know the real skinny behind that? I remember this, Kenny, you may remember this, 4 or 5 years ago. I remember this was one of my toots, and I went off on this for a couple of weeks. When the information, there was an accident, it was, I think, the last major accident that we had, and it involved an MD-80, and I forget where it was, but it came to light that most of the major airlines have been given by Boeing an option. You know how you buy a car, there are options.
Right,
you buy
right.
a plane, and there are options. You can,
right.
you know, you look at a Southwest cheapy 737 versus 737 that's all dolled up for one of the other commercial airlines. They're, you know, it's the same fuselage, but you do different things with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of the options that was developed, and it would cost $2 million a plane, would be to put in what essentially is a parachute, or actually two of them, one in the front of the plane, one in the back of the plane. So in case a plane had a problem, now if you're going to have a mid-air collision, this isn't going to help. But let's say something happens to the plane, the engines conk out. Or you
right.
Let's say what the United airliner did over Sioux City, Iowa, when the back of the tail blew off.
Right.
And they couldn't land the plane. So under this scenario, these huge parachutes would be built into the top of the fuselage, so when the button was pushed, a little explosion would blow off the top of the parachute housing.
Brilliant.
And the
so
parachutes would be in there, and that's the it's the same principle and size as the shuttle used when you saw the shuttle land in Florida.
There's this huge
parachute that came out behind it to slow it down. Exactly the same parachute
and
technology.
What's the problem? Why aren't they doing
$2 million? Because it's $2 million a plane, and they don't want to pay for it. It's cheaper for them to pay the insurance for when the plane goes down than to
How much did a parachute cost? I mean,
I told you, it's $2 million. It's
really, that's overinflated. I bet you I could make a big enough parachute for less than $2 million. I'll go to Joanne's Fabric. I'll buy every piece
of fabric and sew them together. But think about it, in a sense. They're not interested in spending the money. The technology is there. Any plane that's built by Boeing, whether they do it over at Crap Can Airbus or not, remains to be seen, but the technology is going to be the same. So you put these two big parachutes, and something happens to the plane, the engine's conked out, whatever it is, you're not going to survive a mid-air collision with something else. But if it's something that's self-induced in the plane, then it brings the plane to the ground, end of story. I mean, it'd give a lot of people a second chance. I just think it was a great idea, and nobody went anywhere with it. So now you know that story, in case you didn't. Doug Steffen in the Good Day program, 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. My motto is treats for treats, not treats for tricks. If you want to give your dog some goodies a few times a day, or if you want to let your cat lick the bottom of your yogurt container, that's fine with me. But the extra food should never be held out as a reward for good behavior. In order to communicate with your pet in a healthy context, you should never have to bribe them. Think about this. Think about if every time I wanted a cookie, my mother would make me sing God Bless America. When I got that cookie, you bet I'd be really protective over it. Here's my feeling, okay? I believe in treats. I believe you should give your dog treats. You should give your cat healthy treats, but not make them perform for them. If your dog is just being a good dog hanging around and you want to give it a cookie, go give it a cookie. But again, don't make the dog or cat do things for it. The most important thing to remember is by rewarding your dog with a treat or a biscuit, what you're doing is reinforcing that need to always have a biscuit around. You always have a hug. You always have a kiss. You always have a good boy, a good girl. That works a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract.
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Look at this. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken
nice
Kessler, and
job,
Dr. Jennifer.
Ta-da.
Here he is.
Monday, the 4th of November on the Good Day program. Everybody here is aimed at letting you know what's going on in the world. In no small way, people are concerned about the election tomorrow. I wanted to let you know that in addition to the elections being held in major cities, the off-year election, governor and in Virginia, how many other states are having gubernatorial
New York
races?
It's mayor of New York.
Mayor, yeah.
All right, so what's the latest
one
on that, Roberta?
Well, it's probably a giveaway. We know exactly who's going to win.
Who?
We do? De Blasio?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, why?
It's a runaway.
Runaway.
I can't believe that there is someone that can make Mayor Bloomberg look good to me. But I think there might be.
De Blasio?
Yeah.
He's another flat-footed politician,
right,
for all I can see.
Of course.
Yeah. Nothing special, nothing. Well, let's talk about something that's...
Bloomberg's been great. He's been great for the city.
Yeah, in many
ways.
Not
if you like a big gulp.
Well, they get 2 small gulps and you have 1 big gulp.
That's a lot of money.
Workers at a New York cafe said they printed out oversized letters to turn their B sanitary inspection rating into the word brunch. Armando Burgos,
that's
a barista
right
at the Astor Row Cafe in the Harlem neighborhood, said the eatery received a B rating from the sanitary inspector. He and a friend decided to make the most of the situation since it was out in the window anyway. We have brunch every Sunday. My friend got the idea to go to the copy center, print out all the other letters. So the sign got lots of attention from passersby who think it's funny. It is funny.
Funny, haha.
Cafe received the rating due to a cleaning rag behind the counter that was dirty. Health officials said they found evidence of mice Dun-dun-dun-dun. On the premises. Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, so the poll today, Roberta, at DougStephan.com. How much attention do you pay to sanitation grades at restaurants? A, first thing I look for. B, sometimes I look for it if I've never been to the restaurant before. C, I hardly ever notice it. D, I never pay attention to those things. E, I don't know restaurants get granted.
Do other states or cities do that? Or is New York the only one?
Oh, no. L.A. doesn't.
They do
LA
here, but
doesn't.
Nobody pays attention. Who?
Oh, I pay attention. Are you nuts?
Do you look for a sanitation? Do you go into a restaurant in Los Angeles, Jennifer? For example, Coco's, which is at the end of the parking lot where the studios are for CRN Digital in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So is there a big sign that says we are A?
There's an A. They get an A, B, and C, and after that they get shut down. After a C, there's nothing else beyond that.
A, B, C, and don't eat here.
You're exactly. That's what the D stands for. But I'll tell you right now, if I go into a place and there's a B on the door, I might just turn around and walk out.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How often do they inspect, and how long does it take for that B to go away?
I think if they get, I don't know how often they come and inspect, but if they come and inspect and you don't get an A, I think they come back in 30 days and give you time to redo whatever they thought you were doing wrong.
Fix the problem.
Right.
Yeah. I just wonder, I think that's a good rhetorical question. I would ask it, those of you who are going, for example, you stop at a Dunkin' Donuts for your coffee. Do you look to see if it has an A or a B or a C or a D? Do you think about that? You go to McDonald's and see if they have an A or B.
And I guarantee you, McDonald's will always have an A.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wendy's? Boston
always have
Market?
An A.
Any
mm-hmm.
of the. Is it more likely a local restaurant is going to fail than the national chains then?
I'd say so, because there's like a code that the national chains have to follow. So, and I don't think it necessarily means you're a terrible restaurant. Like, there's a restaurant that I'm thinking of that's in my neighborhood that at one point got a B because they served ice cream and their freezer wasn't cold enough according to health code standards.
So, nothing happens except the ice cream melts.
Exactly.
Nothing else is going to happen.
But they still got a B, and then they came back in 30 days and revised it to an A or whatever. But
that's nonsense.
During that time, if I saw a B on the door and there was no explanation, I would probably go, oh, but I would come back once it's an A because I know the restaurant. Does that make sense? Sort of?
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Our poll on Friday and over the weekend had to do with how many people were out on Halloween. Estimates were that there would be 40 million out. How many trick-or-treaters did you have at your house? Let's see here. 30% said none. I'd be in there. 19% said just a few. 15% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said 10 to 20. 14% said, I don't know, I wasn't home. 12% said a few dozen. 11% said more than I could count. So how many people were in that league? It just seems that it's Halloween. Maybe it's just because I don't have children at home. It doesn't make any difference to me. It just seems like nothing. There's nothing to it, nothing there. But I found myself... A lot of people that I work with have younger children. And I know I talked to three or four people who are on their way home from Boston on Halloween Eve and trying to get out. And everybody had left work, or many people. The traffic was worse. It's usually bad between 5 and 6:30. Mm-hmm. Well, from 3:30 to 5:30, it was the same because everybody was leaving early, go home, and go take their children out. So I guess my question would be, how many of you are either bosses or you work for a company that let you go home early to go trick-or-treating with your children?
Not this girl.
Nice thing to do.
Why would you do that, huh?
That's a nice thing to do.
It is?
But even if you leave work at 5, you still have plenty of time to trick-or-treat. I'm not trying to be bah humbuggy, but, I mean, come on.
Well, the kids are really young, you know, and don't forget it takes a lot of people to take an hour, hour and a half to get home from work.
Takes a village.
You know, it kind of gets
then take
late
a half a day
ones.
Off, personal day. I don't think companies need to give you the time off for Halloween.
I think if you want to make points with your employees, yeah.
Really?
And somebody asks, I think, yeah.
I will say I was really surprised by the traffic on Halloween. I had to go pick up my mom at LAX on Halloween evening. It was, I thought for sure it would be a light day because I thought people would be kind of coming home and staying home and walking the neighborhoods with their friends. Oh my gosh, it was one of the worst traffic days I've been in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
People were out and about.
How is the traffic and the schedule at LAX? How long? I noticed yesterday here, even in Boston, there were people talking about being delayed because of the airport virtually being shut down on Friday afternoon and into the evening. But because LAX is obviously with San Francisco, a major hub on the West Coast, anything coming from Asia is coming through there. If you're going in that direction, LA is a very busy airport. Right. And because there's so many connect, everything is tied to, because all the planes, everywhere. The average plane does at least 5 takeoffs and landings a day.
They were letting some of them land, but they were not allowing any flights to take off. They
Why?
Were grounding all outbound flights.
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe it was the protocol, because they thought maybe there could have been more than one person involved and maybe someone would have snuck on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was definitely some sort of protocol.
I don't know. The whole thing sends me to a place I don't want to go, so let's keep going. Another New York item here, Roberta. 8 sixth graders in Brooklyn taken to the hospital after Axe body spray.
Ooh, stinky.
Axe, let me ask you a question.
Axe me.
Yeah. I don't even know what Axe body spray is. The fumes.
It's a cologne.
It's a cologne that, like, young kids wear.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
an 8-year-old girl would wear Axe body spray?
Yeah, it's kind of like a deodorant body spray sort of thing.
Exactly.
Really? This was Medgar Evers College Prep School.
That's a good school.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Very hard to get into.
School officials called for emergency medical help when children started having trouble breathing. This stuff is that pungent? What is that? Body spray?
You use.
Yeah.
What?
They obviously don't hang out in European areas.
What'd you say, Kenny?
With enough kids lathered up with that stuff, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really? Not clear whether it was intentional or an accident. High school in Pennsylvania banned the spray after a student there ended up in the hospital a while ago. One of the students in a Connecticut high school set up a fire alarm using Axe. What is this stuff? Good Lord. All right.
Wow.
Jennifer, you have the television report coming up, right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Right now, by the way, did we get any Evan? What happened yesterday? Evan's pretty good at figuring out what's going on in the world of sports. There were no baseball games yesterday. Duh.
So, until April.
Football, right. So who was the big winner? I saw something about Peyton Manning. What was he involved in over the weekend?
Well, Peyton Manning, he recently this season tied a NFL record of 7 touchdown passes thrown in one game. Yeah, he did that in the beginning game of the season. And yesterday, Nick Foles of my Philadelphia Eagles tied that record with another 7 touchdown performance as the Eagles beat the Oakland Raiders.
How much have you been practicing giving this report?
Yeah, that's
very
really
measured.
Good.
Yes, very good.
You're so professional, Evan.
Aw, you guys are so kind.
Uh-huh.
The biggest winners
Not
of the day.
Really.
The biggest winners of the day have to be, in my opinion, the Indianapolis Colts, who overcame a 21-point deficit to come back and beat division rivals Houston Texans.
You
got to
watch
commanding
the Colts.
Lead.
They're doing really well this year, coming on strong.
What about the Patriots? How are they doing?
The Patriots, I believe they held off the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. I do not see the score in front
if
of me.
If Boston can't hold off Pittsburgh, there's no hope.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's not very good this year.
No.
Need to shake it up. Seattle, did Seattle rack up another win? They're doing well.
Seattle actually did. They struggled early on. Tampa Bay jumped out to, I want to say, like a 21-3 lead. Yeah, 21-3 lead, and Seattle wound up coming back and winning on a field goal in overtime.
We'll have to get Biff Montel in here every Monday to
I love him.
Check out the
I think we need Evan
football.
On sports.
All right, Pat's in El Paso listening to KTSM. You have another restaurant horror story for us, Pat?
Oh, yeah. One time my family and I were eating at Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. That's a chain of inexpensive fried
and
food restaurants.
They have those delicious rolls, don't they?
And we were sitting in a kind of like one of those areas for in between where there's just one row of seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I started paying attention to the waiters and waitresses filling the ketchup bottles.
And?
They were refilling them without gloves, dropping them on the floor, picking them up, you know, with their fingers, cleaning them under aprons and using a dirty towel.
Huh. This is the Golden Corral.
That's gross.
This is the Golden Corral, and this was 2 years ago.
Wow.
I got so upset, I called the manager, and I told him, what are you doing? Are you trying to give us free
You told him that, or you asked him that? What
no,
are you doing?
I told him that.
Did you?
I said, look at her. She has no gloves. She is using her bare hands. You guys should have washed those containers, then put brand new ketchup, not recycling the ketchup back and forth like that.
That's what they do, though. They do it at every restaurant.
Yeah, do we have Golden Corral as a sponsor? Evan, we don't have Golden Corral, do we? They've been around, I think.
Not anymore, so don't worry about it.
I'm thinking when you go to the Golden Corral, how much do you pay? How much do you pay for a meal at the Golden? I'm going to sound like a snob now. How much do you pay for a meal at the Golden Corral? $7?
It's more than that. Now it runs about $11.
$11.
Yeah, and you know what? That's no excuse. They need to have
No, it isn't.
Up.
No, you're right.
So you know what I did, Doug? Because
you
couldn't understand what they were doing wrong? I called the health department and filed the complaint, and they made them go through classes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're called ServSafe, those classes.
Yeah.
ServSafe.
Yeah, because obviously they didn't know what cross-contamination was.
No.
They didn't know what bacteria and how bacteria grows on the rags, how it's on the floor, how it's on yourself. And they told them that that was wrong, what they were doing.
I wonder if that's,
the next time you pick up a bottle of ketchup on your table, wonder how it was cleaned.
I bet that that's actually the dirtiest part of the restaurant is the ketchup bottle. Because they do that. I've seen people just exchanging the ketchup together.
All right.
They marry the bottles is what they call it.
I think we've had enough.
Yeah.
Pat, thank you for the call. Nobody go to Golden Corral today. Go to the Waffle House instead, because I'm sure they're much cleaner at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep telling yourself that, sir.
I close my eyes when I order. All right. Jennifer checks the television report in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
All right, so YouTube becomes television, or television becomes YouTube, with the first YouTube Music Awards, Jennifer, taking place last night.
Yeah, apparently Eminem and Swift were atop the winners at what people are calling the weird YouTube Music Awards. I did not see them, so I'm not sure why they're called weird, but yeah, apparently they faked a double suicide. They had face painting. Lady Gaga was there makeup-free and plaid in a trucker's hat. Lots of kind of weird stuff going on at the YouTube Music Awards.
Future of television, not radio, but television, maybe YouTube connected. All right, so what else? Lifetime canceled that nice show that Jennifer Love Hewitt was doing. That's a big idea.
Yeah, after two seasons, they canceled it. Now, she's marrying her co-star. Hmm. Rumor was that the people at Lifetime wanted to get rid of him from the show, but she was demanding that he'd get to stay and get a hefty salary bump, so they canceled the show. Also, ABC giving full season orders to freshman comedies The Goldbergs and Trophy Wife, and they ordered four additional episodes of Super Fun Night with Rebel Wilson. They did decide to give the old cut to Back in the Game, though, so that's been canceled.
I had a busy, an exciting Saturday night at home. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, I watched that show with, what's his face?
James Caan.
Yeah, no. James Spader.
Oh, Blacklist you're talking about. I thought you were talking about Back in the
Game. I didn't quite figure it out, but I was intrigued a little by his character, the way he's playing the character versus the way he used to play. You know, and he looks so much older, too, the way he's done up.
I hear it's a great show.
I was intrigued by it. I'd watch it again. All right, what else? One more.
All right, TNT teamed up with Ed Burns for a new drama called Public Morals. Burns is going to write, star, and direct in it. It's a cop series set in New York in 1967.
Wowie zowie. All right, good job, Jen. 51 after.
The
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day with his house call information that is filtering through the medical world, brought to you in part by the folks who present to you a way to clean up your teeth and help clean your mouth, power swabs. Info coming up first, Dr. Ken. Looks like there's a lot of new information in your specialty. Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist practicing at the Lake Cardiology Unit in Mount Dora, Florida. Gradual heart attack pain. What does that mean according to the new research?
Doug, this is out of the Journal of the Emergency Medicine Journal in the last week or two. Those with slow symptoms on the onset of thinking that you have a heart issue tend to wait 3.5 hours before going to the hospital compared to 2 hours for those whose symptoms come on fast. And the amazing thing is that among people who actually die from heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans, about half do so within an hour of having their first symptoms and before they reach the hospital. So if you or a friend or family member has chest pain, pressure or discomfort or related symptoms such as shortness of breath, cold sweats, or pain in the shoulders or arms, you should call emergency medical services immediately. And the tip is, anyone who experiences any of these symptoms that do not resolve after 15 minutes of rest should call an ambulance and go straight to the emergency room. And women, they get unexplained fatigue much more often, like guys get chest discomfort.
All right, and the problem is it mandates or manifests rather differently in women than it does in men, as you're suggesting there. Next
Absolutely.
Up, liver problems in children on the rise. Why would that be?
Well, because of the obesity epidemic. There's a type of liver disease once thought to afflict primarily adult alcoholics. It appears to be rampant in children. 1 in 10 children in America, more than 7 million, are thought to have this. The condition which normally the rust-colored organ, the liver, becomes bloated and discolored by yellowish fat cells, Doug. It's become so common in non-drinkers that it's been dubbed non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The treatment is just losing weight, diet, and exercise. And this is a very common problem, and it can lead to serious liver issues.
Didn't you tell me I had a little fat deposit on one of my on my liver one?
You did, but you had normal liver functions, fortunately.
Yeah. It is also prevalent in cows. We've had cows die of fatty liver disease.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's nothing to fool with by any stretch, but it's raw. It's rare, isn't it?
Not in humans.
Really?
And not in children. 1 in 10 kids have this.
Right.
And it's related to the obesity epidemic, yeah. But it's not found only exclusively
in obese kids. I had fatty liver, and I'm not fat.
Well, it also has a genetic and environment component, and it's being actively studied because there are people like yourself who have it without obesity, and this is an area of great intense research.
People are asking this week whether or not we've reached the end of antibiotics. Why would they be asking that question?
Well, humans and livestock, Doug, have been over-medicated to such a degree that bacteria are now resistant to antibiotics. These bacteria, they constantly evolve and develop resistance. Overuse and misuse of antibiotics is a big problem. So if you're prescribed an antibiotic, make sure you finish it to get rid of the bug. And if the doctor says you don't need an antibiotic, don't demand one.
All right, if you want a brighter, whiter smile in 5 minutes, Dr. Ken has suggestions on what to try.
Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, it is in, and I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. It's time you try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient, Power Swabs, it penetrates deep within tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs, it works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break, get your smile stain-free and ultra-white, super fast with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
Dial 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Call, mention Dr. Ken Kronhaus's name, or just say, Dr. Ken told me to call. You'll get free shipping and a free stain-out quick stick that helps to keep your teeth white and shiny, glossy. You got a big date, you got an appointment, you have to go for a job interview. This is perfect for a refreshing look in your mouth. People want to see your smile, so get the Power Swabs cure for the yellowness and stained on your teeth, 800-867-4089. And again, you get free shipping and the stain-out quick stick. Mention Dr. Ken's name. Dialing for Power Swabs, 800-867-4089. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who always has his fingers on the pulse when it comes to the medical world.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.